and Joey James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, August 28. Coming up, government will not rush implementation of special operation zones, water shop to be constructed in Miley Hill, Manchester, and preparations complete for new academic year. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Acting Prime Minister Dr. Horace Chang says the government will not rush its implementation of the Zones of Special Operation initiative. Dr. Chang says despite public outcry over several highly publicized incidents of criminal violence committed recently, the new anti-crime initiative must be properly executed to ensure long-term success. Acknowledging that the current crime situation is untenable, Dr. Chang says the police are being trained and the agencies of the state are being realigned to ensure the zones are effectively introduced. He says the police are being given additional resources and training, adding that after the zones of special operation are fully rolled out, the results will be clear to see and lives will be saved. Meanwhile, Dr. Chang on Sunday visited sections of Clarendon to discuss with community members and law enforcement the nature of the crime situation affecting them. This after several gun attacks in the parish last week left some 5 people dead, including a 6-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl. He is also appealing to members of the public to cooperate with the police to ensure that crime and violence is brought under control. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is reporting that all is in place for the start of the 2017-18 academic year. Portfolio Minister Senator Will Reid says the ministry increased funding to schools this year to ensure the core educational services provided to students are met. These include physical education, health and family life education, safety and security, plant maintenance, curriculum support materials, food and nutrition, support for uniform groups, and behavior management.
The government spends over $37 billion on secondary education, which includes salaries, grants to include TVET, ICT, science, infrastructure, part-time teachers, furniture, and nutrition. That means we are actually spending between $176,994 and $190,000 per student at the secondary level.
He adds that funding to primary, old age, and junior high schools has also been increased to help schools cover operational expenses. Senator Reid was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Monday. The government is to construct a water shop in the community of Marley Hill, Manchester by the end of October. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the long overdue service will eliminate the need for water to be trucked into the community. He says the commodity will be provided free of cost to the more than 1,000 residents.
I know some of them is wondering whether or not they will have to pay for the water. Well, let me say, they've been suffering long enough without water. And I think the administration will be able to provide water to the community free of cost. And this is what the property tax money is doing, right? They pay the property taxes. Mm-hmm. We, in return, must provide the basic services.
The minister was speaking during a tour of the land donated by resident Sonia Beckford. In the meantime, Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie says the government will be providing more water solutions for residents in central Jamaica. Speaking at the official opening of a water shop in Marley Hill, Manchester recently, the minister says 2 more water shops will follow in short order.
We are hoping at the end of this that we'll be able to do 2 such water shops down in this area. The other one in Manchester is going to be done up in the Banana Ground, Belfield area. They too have a serious water problem up there.
The plan is part of a broader initiative by the administration to provide access to the commodity in communities that have been without water for decades. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.